Robin Hood Radio presents the commentary of Don Morrison. Don is a former editor at Time Magazine. He's an author, lecturer, and member of the Berkshire Eagle Advisory Board.
Baseball season is heading for its close, so here's a public service announcement for fans who see playoff games from the very first pitch. Please be advised that the final words of our national anthem are not "play ball." No, the Star-Spangled Banner, sung properly, goes on for another three stanzas, one of which is kind of racist, but that's another story. My point here is that hardly anybody can sing the national anthem properly. That's because hardly anybody can sing in B-flat major, and that high note around the rocket's red glare? A killer. In 1906, the influential North American Review called for a, quote, more singable national anthem. Others have taken up the cause since then, all to little effect. I'm here to fix that, and just in time. Football season is upon us, along with the annual flap over kneeling during the national anthem. Let me just suggest that if we had a better anthem, maybe we could focus on more pressing problems. Of course, one problem is a shortage of good patriotic American songs. The North American Review suggested Hail Columbia and Yankee Doodle, but those are a bit creaky. Another favorite, America, with its amber waves of grain, is set to an English melody. So is the Star-Spangled Banner. We need something 100% American. I have one. It's also called America, and it's by one of the greatest Americans who ever lived, Leonard Bernstein, whose 100th birthday we celebrate. His America, from the musical West Side Story, is the very definition of an anthem, soaring, inspiring, and very singable. I like to be in America, okay by me in America, everything's free in America, for a small fee in America. The lyrics are by Stephen Sondheim, also a national treasure, and he doesn't pull punches. Life can be bright in America if you can fight in America. Life is all right in America if you're all white in America. For 10 verses, Bernstein and Sondheim celebrate the real United States, bold, free, flawed, generous, and built by immigrants, though the ones in the song are from Puerto Rico, which is actually part of America. I think even Colin Kaepernick would like this national anthem. I sure do. I can barely sit still when I hear it. I get carried away by its melody, energy, and pride in a country that's not afraid of differences. So, as the song says, smoke on your pipe and put that in. I'm Don Morrison.
Don Morrison is an author and editor. He's taught at universities in the United States, Europe, and Asia. He's the European editor of the British magazine Port and a member of the Berkshire Eagle Advisory Board. He lives in Paris, Miami, and in Berkshire County.